A Unique Mission. An army of missionaries serving the family and church history mission, and each missionary has a story of service and sacrifice. Sister Grace Chan and Wendy Jiaying Shemel look through a rare history handwritten in Chinese. Sister Chan has helped many patrons find their Chinese ancestors. She remembers when she was able to help an elderly Chinese gentleman from California because she had become aware of a book on the Zhao family while helping a young lady from New York 4 months earlier. She says of the experience, "I loaded the microfilm and turned on the reader in the late afternoon. Regardless of how busy my day has been, a calm settles on me when I am going through those names. I felt like crying when I found the ancestor of the elderly Chinese gentleman, Zhao Yufeng of the Fushi village." Sister Chan wants older Chinese patrons to know that the library has technology that allows them to enter Chinese characters into a computer by writing the characters on a tablet. The library also has phones that allow deaf patrons to call in and receive help over a video phone. Antonio de la Cruz of Nuevo León, Mexico, and her niece Lydia help Jenny Suniga Munoz with family history. Dedicated to family history since she was a young woman, Antonia has volunteered at the Family History Library for nearly 30 years. In addition, she and her husband have researched and submitted names and helped perform temple ordinances for more than 100,000 of their ancestors. Sister Yukiko Sakuno serves in the Family History Library and helps Japanese Americans with her research. She also translates Japanese records into English because the old Kosikai family registry and the old Chinese characters are complicated. "I love this work," she says, "because it makes me feel like I am in the Elijah spirit." A widow, Sister Sakuno, says of her husband, "Before he died, he said, 'Whether I live or not, we are going to go on a mission together.' We felt then as if we were together in a rainstorm of love. He showed me how to live, how to die, and how to love. Now I feel we are serving as missionaries together." Sister Nellie Layton is often the first person you see when you enter the Family History Library, since she sits just inside the door to help direct visitors. On April 15, 1998, a mentally unstable man came into the library and began shooting. He shot Sister Layton in the jaw at point-blank range. She survived severe wounds, which healed without a scar. Once healed, she showed great courage by returning to her seat at the entrance of the library, where she has served ever since. "I really feel Heavenly Father saved me so I could help encourage retired Latter-day Saints to serve missions," she says. "Serving a senior mission is like being dipped in a big pot of love. You love those you serve with and those you work with. There is no better way to set an example for our children and grandchildren." Dressed as Mary Jane Dilworth, Salt Lake City's first school teacher, Wilna Holt leads guided tours at the Museum of Church History and Art. Standing in front of the first log cabin built in Salt Lake Valley, Sister Holt tells children how Mary Jane Dilworth taught school in a tent in the fort built when the pioneers first arrived. Sister Holt has been volunteering for 20 years. Though Elder Mitchell Curtis has limited use of his fingers, he is skilled and accurate at data entry using a computer mouse. He is part of a team of missionaries that help process names for the temple. Elder Curtis contracted muscular dystrophy as a child and feared he would not be able to serve a mission, since missionaries need to be self-reliant. However, his parents have provided the needed support. Grateful for this opportunity to serve, Elder Curtis says, "No matter what your challenges are, if you have a desire to serve, the Lord will find a place for you. He will bless you to be able to do what is needed." Missionaries provide invaluable service at the church's Family History Archives, located in the Granite Mountain Record Vault in Little Cottonwood Canyon. Sister Claudia Shelton, who has a terminal illness, feels that her life has been prolonged so that she can continue leading guided tours in the Museum of Church History and Art. Missionaries Gerald and Peggy Gudmundson work behind the scenes tracking art and artifacts in the archives of the Museum of Church History and Art, but their influence is far-reaching. Seeing the artifacts of the church teaches church history and builds testimony, says Brother Gudmundsen. It overlaps into missionary work. When the Gudmundsen started 6 years ago, they called their blended family of 27 grandchildren and 16 great-grandchildren together for a family home evening and visited the museum. This work keeps me mentally and physically active, says Brother Gudmundsen, who is also an artist, and it's fun. Sister Jo Clark's missionary service includes careful repair and conservation of historical fabric items such as shawl, silk dresses, and lace. Accompanying this article, she is shown here repairing the taffeta in a pioneer child's dress. I have always loved to sew, she says. I like to see how a dress was made inside and out, and the beauty of the needlework. It gives me a glimpse into the past, and I can imagine how people used to live. Whether it was repairing old cars or restoring furniture, Harold McElprang has worked with his hands his entire life, so he is well-placed working in the conservation lab of the Museum of Church History and Art. It's a special place, he says, handling the artifacts that belong to Joseph Smith and other early prophets gives me respect and admiration for them. It has made me more aware of what they and the early pioneers faced. End of the article, A Unique Mission.